Thanks again. Another episode of podcast regarding the 2018 charter. One of my favorite topics is the inside job that's been the label of the new commission. And maybe we just talk a little bit about the inside job.
This is pretty unique, isn't it, that the commission got appointed and all five elected commissioners or four elected commissioners and then five deputies and another person were all chosen to be on the commission. So they're really the people at the very top of city government. The thing bothers me about this, and I think these people bring their own experience and their own perspective to the job, but there's no customer perspective.
Right.
You know, this is management deciding how to make management more efficient. This is not management saying, how do we make it easier for the customers to do business with our organization?
Mm-hmm. It's all about the swing of power as well. I mean, it just seems to me that, in fact, in the research for this, we found absolutely no city in New York State history has ever had a charter commission made up of city employees. It's always been people outside City Hall that have come in and conversed with inside subject matter experts within City Hall and then use that to help make some judgments.
And these are not your everyday city employees who are really holding up city government.
Right.
These are the politicians, the elected commissioners, and their political appointees.
Right.
So, yes, they're city employees, but they're political city employees, not civil servants.
Yes. And ironically, many of those same civil service employees were interviewed last year during the last process. And for some reason, I don't know what, they have a different opinion now because maybe they're on the commission with their boss.
Yeah.